tell you, man, my wife tried to pawn my daughter off on me today.
Ooh.
Yeah, she was a good. I'm going down to Philly to go pick up these cookies. She said, what's that wrong with you? Oh. I said, whoa. I said, wait, didn't I plan on going to the flower show all y'all? He's made the plan. You need to stick to the plan that you made. Now I was like, she said, who's going to be there? I was like, I'm in the house with you. I'm just picking up cookies and leaving. We're not sitting down. There's not no family outing. I'm just picking up some cookies, saying, I'm buying. That's it. This is not an activity. So she just, it's my time. Just pawn my joint. Get my joint into me.
Oh, yeah, that shit ain't cheap.
I was like, you want marijuana up in that mall? Nah. $30 and $30 for adults, $15 for kids. I'm like, damn, all of them must gonna really enjoy this shit.
Oh, man.
They just take advantage of people now at the flower show, man. They just literally take advantage of poor people.
They might be.
You don't understand. This particular species of rose will do this when it blooms, and it does that, and it has this, and it has a whole bunch of other shit that you can't see, that you wouldn't even probably think to look for, but it's there.
Look, I got one better for y'all. I'll trump y'all. Well, all you need to do, if you want to see a whole bunch of stuff like that, just go to Produce Junction.
It's like
when the DJ comes, like, we got the new shit here. Well, they do the same thing at Depot. We got the new shit here. Straight up manure. Straight out of Compton. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Like, this shit sparks the yard. This shit make it grow shit that you have never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you, Trump put the card out there. He was telling Rubio, I think it's time for you to pull out. I think it's time for you to pull out. Yes. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. And then what was his reply? He didn't say anything?
Hell no. He said he's gonna ride and die, man.
Mm.
He said he's gonna ride and die. I'm like, man, you know, you're gonna end up, see, the problem is, man, they're gonna end up like Hillary ended up when her and Obama was going toe to toe. I remember she went to Obama and she was like, can you help me pay off some of this debt that I carry because of the whole campaign stuff?
Right.
And I remember, I think Obama helped her out a little bit, man, but she still had to pay that balance off.
Yeah.
The bills gotta get paid, man. You know, after this, whether or not you got nominated or not, if you do get nominated, it kind of pays itself off, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the numbers. That's why you think Ben Carson dropped the fuck out, man. Too much.
I guess so, but with Trump telling Ted or telling Rubio to pull out, shit. If he would have told something like that to me, the first thing I would have said, I'd be like, yeah, that's what your wife said. That's what I would have said.
No, I would have did better than that. I would be like, you want me to pull out? How much?
Oh,
you got money. You can pay. You gonna pay me, God,
this crazy. Wow, pay to play. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I would did that, so I'm like, yeah, you gonna have to pay. If you want this ass, you gotta pay for this ass.
Damn. That's
it. But we'll find out. I mean, Trump lost a few states and Rubio gained a few states, so.
No, Rubio didn't do shit. Rubio didn't do shit. It was Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz did.
Yeah, he's holding his own, man. I mean, he wants him to leave and drop out, but he's holding his own, even though the odds are definitely overwhelming right now.
said I needed divine intervention. Was his religion, and I was surprised. Him believing in Buddha, me believing in God. Asked him, what are you doing? He said, taking my time. Meditation is a must, it don't hurt if you try. See, you're thinking too much, plus you too full of yourself. Worried about your career, you have a think of your health.
What did the Indian say?
A piece of land. That's what the Indian said. I needed the man telling me longevity. Send the dirt, should buy some property first. You profit a better dollar with generational perks. Equity had its best. Really, you should invest. These tangible things expire, don't you expect? Income with so much outcome, and yes, look at my heritage. We blessed.
What the black man say?
A piece of pussy. That's what the black man said. I needed to push me to the limit that satisfied my hunger. We do it all for a woman, from hair cut to a war. We like to live in the jungle, like to play in the peach. What you saying to me? He said, nigga, come back to reality for a week. Pussy is power. Fuck on a new bitch every night. I wouldn't be prouder. You should allow it.
What the white man say?
A piece of minds. That's what the white man wanted when I rhyme. Telling me that he's selling me just for $10.99. If I go platinum from rapping, I do the company fine. What if I compromise? He said it don't even matter. You make a million or more. You're living better than average. You're losing your core. Following, gaining it all. He put a price on my talent. I hit the bank and withdraw. Hit the bank and withdraw. Hit the bank and withdraw. Put myself in the rocket ship and I shot for the stars. Look at what you accomplishing, what he said to the bar. I'ma make you some promises that you just can't ignore. Your profession anonymous as an artist. If I don't target your market, if you ain't signing your signature, when I throw you my wallet, a lot of rappers are giving up demo hall in the toilet. Your world tour, your master's mortgage. I need a piece.
All of what you do, what you say, I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I can today. All of what you do, what you say, I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I can today.
Oh yeah, but so you are still driving for in the hunt for your cookies?
Yes, I am, man. I feel like a drug deal across the border, man. Don't pick up my purchase. I said, man, this is some crazy. Hey, Mr. GPS, will you put a shout out on Facebook about purchasing? I put one out about lemonades, man, because I'm kidding, you know, don't worry, I'll make lemonade. So I put that out there, man, and I was happy when I found a box of lemonades. And pouring, just comments are pouring in, man. People start inboxing me like, yo, you still got some lemonade, you got some more lemonade, and I buy some boxes off of you. And then my cousin...
Damn.
And the funny thing about it, my cousin Jared chimed in on a conversation. She chimed in on a conversation. She said, "I got whatever you need. I got you.
Oh shit!"
And we'll round it through. He can get any kind of cookie she wants.
Uh oh. Damn.
She opened that book up, man. Even more people put orders in, man. So I got like about maybe 3-4 people put orders.
Damn! Wait a minute. She pulled out a map.
Yeah, Tara got a daughter, man. That daughter's selling for a daughter. Sugar, you ain't tell us this shit?
What?
Ah, man, I'm sorry, bro. I thought you had girls got connections, man. You live in PA. I thought you had connections like that up in there, man. If I see them on the street, then yes. But if you got a hookup, nigga, wait, damn! Fuck wrong with you?
Damn!
You should... You tell me that if you want to make an order, when we get to the house, I will call you. If you tell me what you want, and she'll have it. You just reimburse me for it, man. That's the best I can do right now.
Okay. Tell you what. I need my order right now.
Oh.
I need 2 boxes of peanut butter. The ones that come in the pan box. I need 2 boxes of... 2 bags of lemonade and a box of chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, damn. Wait a minute. You know what? While you do this, hold on 1 second. Let me. Can I set the mood for this deal that you're doing here, please?
Hold on, guys. I got to find my other wire. Hold on, guys. Come on.
All right. Damn.
Never mind. They clicked off. I'm here. They clicked off, man. Go ahead.
I want to try to set the mood for this.
Oh, yeah, set the mood for it, man. So you want two lemonades and one peanut butter. All right. I need two lemonades, one peanut butter, and a box of peanut butter. The ones that come in the tray box. The peanut butter cookies. Oh, it was a chocolate shit, man. No chocolate. It's just peanut butter. All right, when I get over there, I won't call you, man, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. I know what the lemonades look like. The other two brands, I'm familiar with the peanut butter cookie jar. I'm familiar with that. But I'm not familiar with the other jar.
Oh, I love this show. I love this show.
I'm gonna go upstairs and wash up. When you get over there, I'll be prepared to meet you somewhere
here. Fine. Oh my god. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I got my lemonades, my Samoans, and I got my Laura Dunes too. Jesus.
Yeah, man, I gotta make my cookie run. Oh, let's see if she got him, man. Just how far are you? How far are you from yeah, we definitely want to meet up there, Chris.
Dude. I'm in Trinidad. I'm only half a mile away from your mother-in-law.
Yeah, but they not gonna be there, man. They not gonna be there, unfortunately. They had the flower show. They right there now,
hey,
flower show.
You can find that. Well, I'll meet you.
187 on a Girl Scout cookie.
Where at again? I'm talking, I gotta get my mind to break my GPS out. You think it was Germantown Avenue? That might be just a heavy shoot I could do, man.
Hey, what's
up, man?
Well, no,
man. I'm
gonna break
my
pizza for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna expect to stay, man. I'm just driving off the road.
Yeah, I'm not gonna drop off the road.
Yeah, you dumb piece of off-key phone that thing, I want to stay. All right, let me get over there and make sure she has enough to cover over her, man.
All
right. Yeah, that's the best I can do once we get there, man, because I told her specifically this is what I want, bam, bam, bam. So, let's see if she bought exactly. If she bought more than what we want, man, then we're in business. So we'll find out when we get there, man.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. I got a question real quick. When you signal GPS, are you gonna hit your blinkers?
What's that?
When you signal GPS that you got the stash, you're gonna signal your blinkers so the cops don't catch you?
There you go.
Yeah, that's
the damn
Marco.
Now what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Oh, the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh boy, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Man, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
That's right. Wow. If the knife don't fit, you should have quit. The knife don't fit. It's not a damn knife in around the property.
Yeah.
This might be the actual knife that did the deed.
laughed at that shit, man. I thought you guys were kidding.
What? Well,
you guys are telling your dick. Y'all found a knife. Or supposedly found a knife.
Here's the best part of that. Supposedly, this knife was found back in when they were demolishing OJ's house. And one of the guys found it. He gave it to a cop that was close by. That was they were doing like a movie scene nearby in Brentwood. I believe that's the area. And the cop took it, and he's like, "Yo, I think this came from OJ's crib." So instead of taking it to the cops and having them process it and everything, he took it home. He took that shit home. So,
It definitely has been cross-contaminated, as we say.
Well, no. What he did, he actually framed it. He framed that shit, and then what he tried to do, he called... This is a former cop, a retired cop. He called the LAPD to try to get the case number so he can have that shit engraved on the knife.
Did he steal a knife because he wanted? Is this something like type of sexual pleasure, arousal? He get off that shit, man.
I don't think he's gonna jerk off to a knife.
Why would he get off on it? Because why would you steal a piece of evidence, then frame that shit, frame it in your fucking house?
History. It's literally history. It's almost like saying it's the weapon from the perfect crime.
He should have got Marilyn Manson. Easy got some Marilyn Manson shit, man, if he really was going to. Hey, come on. Yeah, that's some crazy shit, man. I don't know how I would want that in my house.
Supposedly LAPD's got it, and they're trying to see if there's anything on there. But I've heard other things that this knife is probably not the same size as the actual murder weapon.
Yeah, because but they were talking about the news conference. I'm looking. I'm like, man, I hope they press charges up against this retired cop, man,
because
that is kind of tampering with evidence.
It is.
But OJ got fucked either way. OJ got fucked either way, so.
And he can't be tried again because of double jeopardy.
Yeah, so we will never find out what really went down.
But you know what?
Yeah, man, poor OJ. His ass ain't getting out, but anything about it, this movie or this sitcom or this series that came out, I don't think he gets any residuals from that, man. I think his residuals that he's getting from that goes to all the people in his class action. All the people that in that civic suit or whatever case people want to get some, man.
Yep.
That money goes all to them, man.
But here's the thing. Think about this. What if, all right, we already know, what if the weapon was the murder weapon? And there's no double jeopardy. But now, look at the other side of the coin. What if it was not the weapon? Let's say if it was the weapon, but it has no prints or anything for him at all, and OJ didn't do it. Can you imagine the whole backlash from that? 20 years of backlash?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If he wanted to take the county, if he wanted to take LAPD to court, he could. But the thing about it, if he wasn't found guilty, he got exempt, man. He got exempt. The less he can prove that they caused him hardship and pain, financial hardship and pain, he might have a chance. He might be able to say, yeah, because all of it that went down, it kind of messed my life up. I wasn't able to work. I wasn't able to sleep, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can get away with that. He can actually get some type of compensation for all that drama.
Mm-hmm. That would be some ill shit.
You know, let's see what happens. It might be able to play out is he don't have any money now. And any owner will take this kid because they know they can get some money. If they know they can get profitable calls, they can really get some money, milk some money out this whole thing.
Right.
I think it can happen. I really believe that it can happen, man. That it will get to, if they really want to take it back in the court, you should sue the LAPD and say, you know, you guys did me wrong, blah, blah, blah. Because you did me wrong, this is what happened. My whole life has been in shambles. he fucked me over, blah, blah, blah. He might be able to fight them back.
He could. It all depends on what this, what the DNA says with this knife. Because if there's no print, if he doesn't have any prints there, he's got a case.
But it might not. See, it depends, man. The thing that might mess him up might be cross-contamination, man. The LAPD probably got this shit set up already where they could say, well, how do you know that was that DNA on there? You know, how do you know this was her DNA? It doesn't, you're able to try to tie it back as much as it can.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, OJ, hopefully OJ will get out before he dies, man. I hope he gets out so he can see his grandkids and everybody else.
Yeah. Guilty until proven innocent, huh? That's how we working, huh? Okay. Before me, there was many. After me, there would be none. I am the one. Okay, I see how we playing. Yeah, I get it down. Anxiously, the public can't wait. Niggas had to have it way before its release date. Jigga get irate. Press get it fucked up. Took me 1.8, but I had to get it straight. Get the CD, 12-inch vinyl, get the tape. Jigga giving food for thought, dog. Get a plate, I get it down. Get it crunk when I get in a state of mind. No, it's mine, it's mine. Nobody get the take. I don't bend, break, fold, scratch. Go down my mental Rolodex. See these words, I just don't know. I know stress, drama. Niggas upset, my mama arrested. Put in a line, I'm trying to put this in my armor. But I'm a survivor, plus I'm liver than most. Out on bail, 50 thou, still riding with toast. I ain't trying to collide with folk, but I don't want folk taking Jigga for Joe. I guess your niggas is woke. Good
touch
morning.
Me, no, you can't touch me. Jigga, Kelly, try to charge me, but I'm not guilty. I've got all of my mommy. Tell me what y'all want from me. I'm not guilty.
See how you're coming at me now. I'm cool. I'm not the snitch. I don't go to the cops to get rich. I go to the block and pitch. I go with the Glock and click. I go with the pop. I'm sick. I go with you hard. I ain't gonna stop for shit. Look in my eyes, dog. Right in my pupils. If I'm your rival, why would I have to do you? Press try to throw dirt on my name. Disturbing my game. Seemed happy when they heard he was arraigned. Glad he's indicted. Got big money, big lawyers to fight it. Just like Cochran, cocksuckers. You never see me boxed in. Y'all all know it. Jigga's a fighter. Plus I'm claustrophobic. Back on the streets before you know it. I'm a word, niggas. I heard you, niggas. I'm gonna dress each and every one of you. Cocksuckers, fuck the white press and the block lovers. Hip hop forever, B.I.G. is here. It's all the Tupac covers.
Above us. You can't touch me. Jigga, Kelly, got guilty. Try to charge me, but I'm not guilty. I got all of my mommy. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want from me. Not guilty.
Okay, you're my radar. I got you too, bitch. Got lame bitches trying to fuck with my case. Same lame bitch I bust in her face. Honey just mad I gotta fucking replace. Plus her birthday passed without me even touching my safe. I ain't gonna lie, that head was sick. But what we need to do is put that mouth on a better bitch. You heard the rhetoric. Jigga hit me over the head with a champagne bottle at the bar. Can he buy me a car? Nah. How do y'all equate your pain? Will it all go away if I bought you a range? I got one or two of those. Nothing gonna change. For nothing else you gotta live with yourself. Try line home. Cause I ride on the road in what most would describe as a rose. No, that's that continental team. The only car that fit intercontinental me. Not guilty.
No, you can't touch me. And you wanna charge me when I'm not guilty. You can't touch me.
Jigga, Kelly, not guilty.
Said Jigga, Kelly, not guilty.
I got all my mommies.
And I got all my mommies.
Tell me what you want from me.
I don't know why y'all can't see that.
No cats can't touch me.
No fools can't touch me.
Jigga, Kelly, not guilty.
Jigga, Kelly, not guilty.
I got all my mommies.
I got all my so tell me what you want from me.
No cats can't touch me.
No
just can't touch.
See? And then some people say, well, see, that's what you get when you don't date within your race.
Nah, I don't think it's race-related. It's just plain old stupidity, man.
Mm.
Why would you, black, white, or whatever, murder, domestic abuse, man. True. It's just, OJ thought he was a god, man. And when you have that led mindset that you're some type of god figure, when you fall hard. You fell hard, man. You know, you want to be God. When you fall, you gonna fall hard.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody worships him. OJ can do no wrong. He can do no wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's just like in the miniseries. I've been watching that miniseries, and it is a great one. You know, and part of it, he's like, I'm not black. I'm OJ. Well.
A 40 in the blunt, that's all she really wants. But she'll spin your pate since you
up in the casket. Sister, there's no need in speeding. She was doing ways before she started bleeding. What makes a bitch wanna act in this fashion? Pulled more stunts than my man Action Jackson. A real gold winner, just like Bruce Jenner. Laid a bitch on the bed and then you run right in her. Pooba makes no mistakes. She said, rock me tonight. And then she stretched the skin. The hoe was just a hoe, and that's without the controversy. She can make the red spring sing a song of mercy. Come on, touch, you can take a thousand. Just scrub that ass, and I'll still pass.
Slow down.
You're living fast.
Slow down. Slow down.
Now, see, it ain't no reason for you to be out here skeezing, cause it's not the season. So if you wanna live foul and be a dumb dude, a dumb, dumb bitch, well, go ahead.
Slow down.
You're living fast. A special shout to my DJ Alamo on the help out. And I'm out like that.